This is PBS. For Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has been Eaton Park Restaurants.
Eaton Park, the place for smiles.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're together again, television neighbors that we are. Can you imagine what might be in here? Kind of a box with a handle on it, sort of a case. What you imagine will probably be something that you've been thinking about even before our television visit. I remember when I used to ask my son what he thought might be in a box, he would usually say a car, because he thought about cars so much. Well, if you think about cars a lot, maybe you think there's a car in here, or several cars. Or if you think about snakes a lot, maybe you think that there's a snake in here. Or ballerina shoes, or a typewriter, or a tricycle. Well, I'll take this to the kitchen and show you what's in it. What's inside here plays one of these. It's a record player. I'll just plug it in so we can hear the record. What do you suppose might be on this record? Could be sounds of almost anything, couldn't it? Some records have music, some have animal noises, some have people singing or talking. When we see a record, we can imagine all kinds of things that might be on it. But to be sure, we have to play the record and find out. Let's play this one and find out what's on it.
Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside.
Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine.
Boys,
do you ever sing along with the records? That can be fun.
Yeah.
This just seems like magic, doesn't it? Put a little needle on a kind of a plate, and out comes music and singing. But it's not magic. Somebody had to imagine that they could make a record player and then set out to do it. Have I ever shown you that film about how people make record players? I'd like you to see that, because so many people work so hard to make something like this record player. It's good to know that when you're using one. We'll just look at that now. Making record players. So record players start as pieces of cardboard folded into a box. And then those cardboard boxes are covered with paper and glued. Out they come. These are the tops of the record players. And these people make sure that the paper is glued on tightly. Now it's time for the handle to be attached. Now the hinges are fastened on. And the outside is finished. Now for the insides of the record player. This man is fastening the motor, the part that turns the record. And this is a speaker, the part that helps you hear the sound. This turns the record player on and off. Such big machines for such little parts. It takes a lot of people to make a record player. This woman is putting on the tone arm. Part that touches the record and makes the sound. I wonder if she's a mother. If she is, she's probably thinking of her children as she works. The wires that make the record player work have to be fastened strongly so they won't pull loose. Now it's time for the insides and the outsides to be put together. The turntable there. Now this man's going to check the record player very carefully to make sure that it works. Now it's time to pack up the record players and send them to the stores. Lots and lots of record players. Somebody had to imagine that first. People can imagine wonderful things. And you know, imagining is like make-believing. I'll make the trolley come now. Last time we pretended that the people of Southwood were very much like the people of the neighborhood of make-believe. They weren't anybody to be afraid of. They certainly weren't people who were building bombs for a war the way King Friday thought they were. Well, now the king is going to have to decide what to do with all those pieces that Corny had been making for him. They certainly don't need bombs, and I don't think they need a bridge. But they might need something else they could make with those little parts. Neighborhood of make-believe trolley.
Hi, Lady Averlin.
Hi, Chef Bucket. Oh, what are all those big things?
Peace pancakes for the peace passing.
Oh, they sure look good.
Oh, they're even better with a little butter and some berries. I'll take them inside.
See you in a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, my, Niece Evelyn, this just looks lovely.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Sarah. I don't think I've seen you here all week.
No, I've been very busy.
What have you been doing?
Well, the minute other countries were hearing that we might have a war here, they started calling. I'm the director of the WPM, you know.
You're the director of the World Peace Movement, Aunt Sarah?
Oh, yes. We work very quietly.
And very effectively.
Now, what in this peaceful world are you going to do with all of those parts?
I don't know exactly. I can use some of them for decorating, but there are just thousands of them left over now that we don't have to make the bombs anymore.
And to think there's no money left for the record player that we had saved for the school children. War is such a terrible waste.
It certainly is, in so many ways.
Yes. Who is that handyman? Oh, I thought it was handyman next
to me. I'm on my way to Southwood.
Well, what are you taking there?
Should I show her, Queen Sarah?
Of course, handyman.
Dear friends of Southwood, please come to the peace passing in the neighborhood of make-believe. Help us celebrate lasting peace. Yours truly, Queen Sarah, W.P.M. Oh, it's wonderful. I do hope Betty Templeton and Keith David will be able to come.
Oh, I do too. Well, I'm on my way. I'll see you later.
Well,
farewell, handyman.
Farewell.
On to Southwood.
There's a lot to do in a little time.
There certainly is.
There's an important phone call for Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thank you, Miss Elizabeth. Hello? Oh, yes, Lady Elaine. Why, over at the castle decorating? Well, I suppose I could. All right, I'll be there as soon as I can. Yes, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. She wants me to come right over to the television studio. She's making a special program on peace.
I know all about it, dear. You'll just run along, and Miss Polificate and I will finish the decorations, won't we, Audrey?
As soon as I plug in the automatic answering, I'll be right back. I love to decorate.
Oh, good. Thank you both. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Oh, certainly.
Lady Elaine? Oh, she's left me a sign. Ring bell 4 times. Clap your hands 2 times. Snap your fingers 1, and you'll be there. Lady Elaine Fairchild, that sounds like fun. Let's do it together. Ring bell 4 times. Clap your hands 2 times. Snap your fingers 1, and you'll be there.
And a Prince and Daniel.
Now, isn't that a wonderful class of students? I want you to hear from their teacher while I go talk with a special friend who has just arrived via bell, clap, and snap. Take it away, Harriet Cow.
Thank you, Lady Elaine. You've heard how well our students sing. Well, the truth of the matter is that since we had to use all that money for the bombs, we haven't...
I'm so glad you'd come.
That bell, clap, and snap way was fun.
Always something fun with me, Toots.
I'll say.
Now, I need your help.
How so?
I want to broadcast a special news program about the peace.
Good.
But I need you to do the interviews.
How do I do that?
Well, just take this portable cam mic and ask people what they think about peace.
Just anyone?
Anyone you meet.
I'll try.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye. Well, that's just beautiful, children and teacher. And of course, that's what we always want, is peace.
As I stand here in front of the tree where X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat live in this peaceful neighborhood, I think about how long it took this tree to grow and how many people have looked at it and thought about it and how very small we are.
Who are you talking to, Lady Averlina?
Oh, this is Cam Mike. I'm making a program about peace.
Oh, well, peace is a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, I'll say. Would you like to say something about peace?
Certainly. I think peace is what everybody should have. In fact, I think everybody should have a piece of peace.
Ah, and why do you think it's so good?
Well, it's that quiet feeling inside that makes you feel all warm. And I don't know, I just like it, I do.
Meow, meow, lady, meow, meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
You're watching meow children meow TV.
Oh, yes. They've been talking and singing for their school.
Meow wish meow 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 record player.
I wish I did, too. I'd give it to them.
Maybe we could fix up an old one somewhere and give it to them.
Old record players are hard to find and mighty hard to fix.
Did you ask Henrietta about peace?
Oh, no, I didn't. Thanks, X. Henrietta?
How that?
Oh, it's a cam mic. We're making a program about peace.
Meow love meow peace.
You do?
Meow.
Can you tell me how it makes you feel?
Meow makes meow purr.
It makes you purr?
Meow.
Would you like to give three meows for peace?
Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
And I'd like to give three hoots for peace.
Oh, go right ahead.
Hoot, hoot, hoot for peace.
Oh, thanks to you two. You're just great. Thanks for your help.
Well, we'll see you at the peace passing party.
Oh, you sure will.
Meow.
Yeah, meow.
See you there, Hen.
Meow.
Bob Dawes, hi.
All right, Lady Evelyn. I'm not a spy anymore.
How does that make you feel?
Good. Makes me feel real good.
Oh, I'm making a program on peace. What do you think of peace?
Peace to me makes me feel like dancing.
Oh, do.
Yeah, I just like to dance when I. That's what makes me. Oh, here, let's dance.
Okay. Welcome. Want to dance?
Well, what? I'm not sure that I know how it's been years.
Oh, come on, Betty. I'll lead.
Well, okay, then, Hoyne. I'll try.
Why don't you dance with Bob Dog, and I'll film it on my cam mic.
Okay. Hey, but I got to warn you, Keith. I dance like a dog.
Well, you show me your way, and I'll show you mine.
Okay, let's go.
Say about a record player, Lady Appleton?
Well, our school needs one, and our country has spent all its money on bomb parts, which we don't need.
But I've learned how to make all kinds of things with those pieces. We had some pieces left over from the bridge, and you should see some of the things we've made. We've made a picnic table, a new machine for the marble factory, all kinds of things.
Do you mean that you could make
a record player?
That's what I was wondering.
Do you have any leftover pieces?
Right at the castle.
Good.
I have to go back to the studio, but I'll be back here right away. Do you really think you could do it?
Well, let's see. Now, mind you, I'm just imagining this. But I take a few of these pieces and put them together like so. And then put some more together. I think then we'd have a little thing like that. Now we need a little turntable. I think we can put a few pieces like this together and stick that in here. And we have it. Now we need a tone arm. There. Put that. And there you go. Look at that. Put a cover on it. Then you have a record player.
You're a marvel, Keith David. Wait till the school children and their teacher hear about this. I'll be back soon.
Okay.
Hey, you really put that together in no time.
It's easier than making a picnic table.
Yeah, well, when it's finished, I want to play one of those dancing records on it.
I'm really proud of you, Horn. You certainly can make anything out of those pieces.
Mm. You have to imagine it first.
Oh, it must be royalty.
It's the king and the queen.
Oh, I wonder if I'll find...
That'll be enough.
Assembled peacemakers, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Queen Sarah and I have come to welcome our neighbors from Southwood.
Well, that's who we are, King Friday. Keith David and I come from Southwood. And I must say, you have the most beautiful castle and lovely surroundings. And I must say, I've been anxiously waiting to meet you and Queen Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes, well, we're certainly glad that you and Mr. David could come. In fact, we hear that Mr. David has solved a very large problem for our kingdom.
This record player was made from leftover pieces, Your Majesties.
It's just what our school needs, Mr. David. May we express our royal appreciation to you.
It's fun for me to make things like this.
Oh, I'm so glad. How many pieces did it take to make?
100.
100. And Handyman Negri, how many pieces do we have left from our factory order?
About 100,000, sir.
Oh, that means we could make about 1,000 record players if Mr. David were willing to supervise the work.
Well, that's true, but why would you need so many, Your Majesty?
I'd like to give one to every school in the world.
Oh, good gracious. What are you all owing about?
King Friday would like to give a record player to every school in the world.
What a generous thought, Uncle Friday.
Mm-hmm. The least we could do. I made a very bad mistake. I thought these fine people were building bombs.
But you know we were building a bridge, don't you, King Friday?
I do now, but my thoughts were very close to war, and I'm very, very, very sorry. I would hope that thanks to you all, beautiful music could be played on record players throughout the world. As a reminder that fine people can and do help others correct their mistakes.
What a wonderful speech, Uncle Friday.
Mm. Yes, Friday, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And of course, you all know that Queen Sarah is director of the World Peace Movement.
Yes. Right. Thank goodness.
Oh, goodness. We will always work for peace.
The passing of the peace is beginning in the pea room.
The school children and Harriet Elizabeth Cow are already there.
Well, suppose we take the fine record player to present to them.
I'd be glad.
Oh, it sounds like such a happy time.
I've been the peace to you, Charlie.
Come along, everyone.
Thanks.
Come inside the castle.
You saved the day. You really did.
Here we go.
Hooray!
Well, our neighborhood of make-believe has certainly given us a chance to talk about a lot of things these past visits. At first, King Friday imagined that the people of Southwood were building bombs. And at the last, one of those very people from Southwood imagined how a record player could be made. And he helped the king a lot. You see, people can imagine bad things, hurtful things, angry, warlike things. But people can also imagine good things, helpful things, happy, peaceful things. And what we imagine depends so much on how we're feeling. If we're feeling angry, we might imagine that somebody's angry with us. If we're feeling happy, we might imagine that somebody's proud of us. But of course, the only way to be sure how somebody else is feeling is to find out from them. Because they're the only ones who really know. This is important talk. And I like to talk about important things with you. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You certainly are. And when people feel special about each other, they have a good feeling about each other. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You know, you really help make my day a very special one. Because I like to make these television programs for you. We prove to each other and to other people that we can talk about all kinds of things. And that's because we care about one another. I hope you'll talk with the grown-ups you love about how they feel about things like war and peace, being angry and loving. That way you'll be able to find out what the history of your family is and all the many ways they've celebrated peace in their lives. I wrote a little song for my father one time, and I'd like to sing it for you before I go. Maybe you could learn it too. It's a very simple song. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. We all want peace. We all want peace. I wish you peace.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.